Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. It's indeed a gorgeous, gorgeous Sunday here in Connecticut, where I am located in the northeastern part of the United States. It is gorgeous here today. And I just hope that you can find some beauty in whatever climate you are experiencing today. I'm excited about the segment that's coming up because we're going to be speaking about joy and happiness, and I want to hear from you. We are just going to be relaxing, you know, having a cup of tea and just talking about these two words, joy and happiness. So get ready. I'm just going to play our theme song, and then we'll do some housekeeping, and then we'll delve right into our topic for today.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, to Hudson.com, DaphneClarkHudson.com. I have some unique freebies there. So just go there, fill that form out, and you'll be able to download some amazing free gift. I also want to extend an invitation for you to join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne and on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne as well. And we are reaching out to you for your support towards the breakfast feeding program at my former elementary school in Jamaica West Indies, the Carmel School in Westmoreland. And you can do so by visiting our link at https://www.gofundme.com/4g4m and the numerals 3 and 8. That's GoFundMe 1G4, GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. And that's the link you can visit so you can contribute to our breakfast feeding program. So we are really, really looking out for your support there. In order to raise some funds for that project, we are also part of a cruise on the Norwegian Epic, going to Europe on June the 14th through the 22nd. We are looking for your support from that. And you can get more information about that by contacting our cruise consultant, Todd Olinda Begg, and her telephone numbers are 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. Again, the numbers are 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174, and she'll have all the information for you, information pertaining to the cabins, information for flights and the whole works. She's the official consultant for the cruise for the breakfast feeding program coming up June the 14th through the 22nd. I also want to encourage you to call in and be part of the conversation tonight. We are speaking about joy and happiness, and you may do so by dialing 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I really want to hear from you. Let's talk about this topic together. So now let's delve in. The topic we're talking about, joy and happiness. And I decided to do this segment tonight because I've been having a discussion with several people, and they seem to have lost the focus of their joy and their happiness. And I say lost it because for the people that I've spoken with, they are all pointing fingers at something, some situation, or, you know, some organization or some people for not experiencing their joy and happiness. So I decide, let's talk about it here this evening. And I want to start off with the question, is there a difference between joy and happiness? And I want to give you the definition that I got from the Webster Dictionary. Webster Dictionary defines happiness as a state of well-being, a pleasurable or satisfying experience. The definition they give us for the word joy is rejoice. And they simply says the word joy came from the word rejoice. To feel great delight, to welcome or to be glad, depending on the translation in the Bible, use the words happy and happiness about 30 times, while joy and rejoice appeared 300 times. If you look at the same verses, it will help us understand why joy is different from happiness. And I want to start off here because when I was doing the research, I came up with, I looked on the internet, and before I have some topics that, some different headings that I am personally going to address. However, I felt led and compelled, if you may, to go into the Bible a little bit this evening and share with you some of the things that I found in the Bible, because there are lot of the people that I was speaking with were believers, and I oftentimes ask myself when I'm in conversation with believers, are we reading the same Bible? Because a lot of times they are really, really, really way out there and think that they have total control. So before I get into what else I found in layman's term, I want to share some biblical facts with you. In Genesis chapter 13, Genesis chapter 30, verses 1 through 13, tells the story of two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and their rivalry over their husband, Jacob. Each woman tries to have more male children in order to please him, even using their handmaidens to conceive more offspring. Leah's handmaid, Zilpah, bore Jacob a second son. And in verse 13 says, then Leah said, happy am I, for a woman have called me happy. So she named him Asher. Thus the word happy comes from the Hebrew root word Asher and means to set right or be blessed. We also find the word happiness in Deuteronomy 24 and verse 5, which says, when a man takes a new wife, he shall not go out with the army, nor change and be charged with any duty. He shall be free at home 1 year and shall give happiness to his wife whom he has taken. The word joy comes from the Greek word, root word, chara, and means to be exceedingly glad. In James 1 and verse 2 says, consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials. How could we ever consider going through difficulties and trials a reason to feel joy? Here's why. In James 1 and verses 3 and 4 gives us a clue when it says, knowing that the testing of our faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. The deep abiding joy comes as we persevere through trials with God's help, and our faith matures and is strengthened. So happiness tends to be fleeting and depends upon temporal factors like circumstances or other people. Joy, on the other hand, is truly contentment that comes from internal factors like our faith in the Lord, true joy in our everlasting and not dependent upon circumstances. The book of Philippians is a great study in a difference between joy and happiness. written by the Apostle Paul while imprisoned in Rome. This book uses the words joy, rejoice, and joyful 16 times and teaches us how to have true contentment in Jesus Christ despite our circumstances, in chains and aware of this life was coming to an end. Paul talks about his faith and trust in Christ and how it had changed his whole perspective on suffering. And again, in Philippians, Paul says that because of his 2 years imprisonment, in Acts 28 and verse 30, the whole Roman guard heard the gospel from him, and it had even spread throughout all of Rome. In verse 18, Paul says, "What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice." Paul goes on to encourage others to have peace, knowing that God strengthens us in Philippians 4 and verse 13 and supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory. And last but not least here from the Bible today, Philippians 4 and verse 19 tells us, so the Bible teaches that happiness is fleeting because it often depends on things outside of ourselves. But the true joy is eternal because it is based on our relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The difference between the definition of happiness and joy is it's valuable to be aware of this, because when things get tough, logic might want to default to despair or utter sadness or worse. You might think you have to choose between hardship and joy, support or separation, and light or darkness. All right. If you are just joining our conversation for this evening, is joy and happiness. So I encourage you to call and be part of this amazing conversation evening. I know that I can personally speak for me that I create my own joy and my own happiness. It's a decision. It is a state of mind. And in every aspect of our daily lives, it is important, whether it's work, relationship, or state of mind, we must make the decision. We are turning up all in. You got to show up 100%. You cannot show up half-heartedly. You got to be all in. It's all in or nothing. All in or nothing. If you're going to come and you're going to he and ha, it's like you're going to the job and you're just doing enough work, you know, because you know that Friday coming or whenever you get pay, you're going to get your pay. So you just barely do. You slack off. You sit at your desk, yet you're not doing any work. You're not thinking that although the boss or the supervisor, they are not seeing you. But you got to know there's a thing called conscience, and the universe is seeing what you are doing. So whether their physical eyes watching you or not, their spiritual eyes that are always watching you. And what they say, what goes around comes around. Consciousness is neither, it's consciousness is not an either or quotation. Consciousness just is. And so long as you are aware of that and you operate in that, you won't have any reason to be looking over your shoulders and wondering if anybody's going to snitch on you, anybody going to turn you in or all of that. Because you know you are all in, you're giving 100% and you're always giving your best. That is, for me, is the first stage of joy and happiness. You know, I'm passionate about the things I do. It's rewarding what I do, so I'm happy. You know, when I some people that benefit from what I'm doing, it gives me a joyful feeling. It makes me happy that I can bring joy in their life, that I can help them to believe in themselves and to make a difference. There is a quote I found from Agatha Christie. I want to share it for you. And she was just giving this quote on why she's always happy and joyful. And she says, I like living. I have sometimes been wildly despairingly, acutely miserable, wacky with sorrow. But through it all, I still know quite certainly that just to be active is a grand thing. So in spite of the situation you find yourself in, find a moment to be happy and to be joyful about that. There's another quote I found that says, happiness is like rising bubbles, delightful and inventable fleeting joy is the oxygen ever present. So it's like a match made in heaven. Both of them goes together. Joy and happiness. You cannot have one without the other. And the amazing thing about all of this is that once you realize that you deserve it, then you realize you don't want to go without it again. Happiness is always passing through. It can claim your full attention for 10 seconds it takes to swallow a sip of incredible coffee, or it can stream along your being for all week's end. Ladies and gentlemen, the decision is yours. Happiness can't hold the same place as sadness, anger, or despair in our lives, rage and negativity. It's either or. It's like you cannot, a simple scenario. When you run the dishwasher, you make sure you remove the clean dishes, you pack them away. You are not going to reload the dirty ones on top of that clean load. So it's the same thing with joy and happiness. If you have some garbage that you're stressed on, struggling with, you got to make the decision that, hey, I can't do this no more. I'm holding myself hostage with this. I'm holding myself in bondage. Here I am, working and being happy. Yes, yet every day I get up, instead of tuning into my happiness, I find a way to be saying that, oh, I'm so sad because XYZ. I'm so unhappy because X, Y, Z. Instead of, as your feet hit the ground, that's one reason to be joyful right there. Because guess what? You realize, you come to the realization that you are breathing. And what that means, once you're breathing, it means that you are alive. So we need to scale things down. We really don't need to always be looking only at the big picture. It is said that we can all eat an elephant one bite at a time. One bite at a time. And that's the same thing that we need to do with the joy and happiness. It's a work in progress. It takes investment of time in ourselves. We have to put the work. If we do not put the work in, we will not get the result. And I know from personal experience that there are times when we are transplanted into situations, environments, into communities where you can look at the issues that are facing you and you say, well, oh, what is there to be happy about? I can't find any joy in this life. Remember, as long as you are taking a breath, there is hopes for you. The only time when it's all over is when you stop breathing. But so long as you are breathing, there is hopes for you. And it's up to you. Situations are always going to be there. But how you react to them will make the difference. I remember sometimes ago I was working at a certain place. And it was so bad at that place. The people were really unpleasant and mean. And I know that every day when I would pull in the parking lot, I made sure I parked far away from the office door. And I did that because I always took time in my car to pray before I went in the office. And while I was working at that place, I would not go to work without my makeup intact, and I was really feeling good about myself. I am not saying that the outer appearance make any difference. However, for me, it helped me to promote and to elevate my self-esteem. I walked through the door. I was high energy. I greeted the receptionist and whomever was sitting in the lobby waiting for their appointments. I would greet everybody. And I would oftentimes hear people say, oh, this lady is always so happy. It is always a pleasure to see her. She never passed without saying hello. And the bottom line is I was psyching up myself to go to my desk. Because I knew that once I got in that office, all the bickering would start, all the gossips would start. And it was honestly and truly extremely difficult for me to concentrate on my work. And you know, when you sit in those little cubicles, everything that happens, you hear it. So I had to recondition my mind and know that what was taking place there had nothing to do with me. Those women had their issues, and I was there for a reason. So I stayed focused on the reason I was there and know that there were people in my program that I had to do the best for. I could not have done the best for those families unless I was experiencing the best for myself. So each and every one of us, it takes time for us to really hit the mark of what we want for ourselves. However, I am here to tell you that it does get better. It does get better. Do not be discouraged. Decide each and every day what you're going to do in your life, no matter what. If I wake up this morning and I'm feeling sad, I am affirming all the joy and happiness that I've experienced as far back in my life as I can go. And what is that going to do? That's going to turn around your life. I have found out for myself, when I operate from my authentic place, a place of uniqueness, a place where only I can go. I am not anybody else. I'm not my co-worker. I'm not my friends. I'm nobody. I'm just Daphne. And when I focus on that, God has helped me to grow from that place of authenticity, because I'm not trying to be anybody else. I'm not trying to live their life to demonstrate and illustrate any of their behaviors. I decide that when I can operate in my authenticity, that is all I need. It gives me joy. It brings me happiness. And it helps me to continue to make a difference in the lives of each and every person I serve. The other thing that will keep us all in tune with our joy and happiness is when we understand the importance of receiving. For each and every time that I have gave something, may it be a hug, a smile, a kind word, I'm here to tell you, I always get more out of it than the person that I think receive. So simple giving, it doesn't have to be anything exorbitant. It could be a smile, it could be a wink, it could be a handshake, it could be a hug. It could be just an unconditional gesture to someone of just saying, I love you. We all have something to give. But we are always looking at material things instead of looking on the resource that we have, which is right inside of us. A warm heart, an embrace, an encouraging word, just to tell somebody, hold on, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I am sure I am not alone in this, but there are many times when I've done just a tiny, tiny thing for someone, and every time I would see them, whomever they are with, they would always bring that thing up. And it makes me feel wonderful to know that a small gesture made such an impact in their lives that they continue to mention it to others. And all of us can do that. And we can always maintain that so long as we continue to operate in our authentic place, because then it becomes natural to you. You don't need to be hyped up. You don't need to rehearse. You don't need to be told. That's just what you do normal. You'll hear people say, oh, that's her. That's how she roll. You know? Oh, she's always doing this. Or he's always doing that. That's the type of person John is. That's the type of person Pam is. You know? And that's the kind of legacy you want to start to begin. So happiness and joy is not something you can go out and say, I'm going to take a course on it and get certified in it. Happiness and joy is just there inside of you that you need to demonstrate and illustrate. And know that the more you tap into your authenticity, the more you are going to be able to illustrate and to demonstrate. Give what you have and expect nothing in return. I know I grew up hearing people say, oh, you need to give until it hurts. No, you give and enjoy the feeling, because the more you give, the better it is. So you give until you feel extremely happy and joyful. So just keep giving, no matter the size of what you're giving. Just give it. Happiness is always living your life in overflow. And you're probably asking, what do I mean by that? Too often you hear people going through stress and depression. And the reason that is happening is because they are stressed out. They give, and those are the people that keep giving until it hurts. When you give until you feel happy and joyful, then you are giving from your overflow. I want for you to visualize a cup and a saucer. Or for those of you who like tea like I do, you probably want to use a mug. So why don't you use a mug? But normally, we are not putting a saucer under the mug. But for today, I want for you to put a dessert plate under the mug. And as you pour your hot beverage in, whatever it is that you are drinking, I want you to pour it in. Not to the top, not to where they say it's ethical to fill the cup to. I want you to fill it up to the brim and allow it to keep running over as much as you want to run over, so you have a large excess in that plate. Now, when you give from your overflow, you maintain a full mug or a full cup for those who use the cup. What you're giving from is what's inside the saucer. So it simply means you're giving from your overflow and you are not going to be depleting yourself. So when the road gets rough and the hill gets steep, you are not going to be saying, oh, I'm so stressed out, because you still have a full cup to sustain yourself. And instead of falling back, you're able to extend a hand still and pull somebody up as you are giving from your overflow. And this goes in for your family life, your personal life, your career life. Once we understand the importance of operating from our overflow, we know that we are always going to be happy. Because when we make others happy, we are happy in return. When we make others happy, we will be happy in return. And the more that we give and do for others, the more joy we're going to have in our hearts. You don't need to wait for Christmas to go out and to buy a big gift. You can do every day. Give every day what you have. Give of yourself. Give somebody a shoulder to cry on. Give somebody a listening ear without giving advice. And once you listen, it is okay not to give any advice, because a lot of times people are just looking for somebody to give and to listen to them. And you are going to be feeling much happier if you just embrace that person and says, I hear you, or I see you, and you just embrace them. A lot of times I know just embracing someone and feeling their heartbeat against mine, it's much more rewarding than somebody belting out a whole slew of advice, what they think you should do and what they think you should not do. So remember that your happiness will always come from you living your life from your overflow. And I mentioned this scenario, once you hold that picture in your mind about the mug and the plate, you will not, once you start sipping out of the mug and it's going deep down, you will understand that you are heading towards disaster. Happiness and joy comes from your demonstration of unconditional love. Unconditional love brings you joy, satisfaction, knowing that you can love someone no matter what. They don't have to give you anything. They don't have to be in a certain category, a certain demographics. They don't have to, quote unquote, have big position. You just love that person for who they are. From your authentic place to their authentic place, you connect soul to soul, and you can just appreciate them. They can come to you no matter what they are going through, and they have a confidential place, or, as they put it, a soft place to land. They have that in you, and they really know that they don't need to go any other place, because here you are. I can tell him anything. I can tell her anything. No matter what, they are there for me. And that's what it means to love, loving someone unconditionally. They don't have to pay you. They don't have to give you big gifts. They don't have to take you on vacation with them. A lot of times the people that we demonstrate unconditional love to, they can't even buy a bottle of water for themselves. But you know what? That's okay, because once you love them unconditionally and you start to encourage them, you will be that person that turns their life around. And I tell you, it's going to be a rewarding feeling when you meet with them and they say you had something to do with their life turnaround. There is no better joy and happiness than when you are the recipient of something like that. All right? So for those of you who are in the chat room, remember you can call in at any time, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Or if you just type your message in the bottom right there, we will read your message. And I want to remind you to join me on Twitter and also on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne. And I want for you to visit my fan page, my website, DaphneClarkHudson.com. And we have free gifts for you once you join my mailing list. You'll be kept in form of all the things that I'm doing, wherever I'm speaking. You will be informed first whenever I'm having specials. All my supporters and the people on my mailing list will be the ones to hear first. So go to www.DaphneClarkHudson.com and fill that form out so you can begin to get all my information.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. And remember, you can reach us here by dialing 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And we are having conversation tonight about joy and happiness. Joy and happiness and how you can live a life of bliss, joy and happiness. It's all up to you. It's a decision. It's a mindset that you have to make. So let me hear from you. I want to hear your take on the conversation. So I think I have 8 steps that I'm going to give you a little later on, but I want to continue on this topic here. So we spoke about be all in, 100%. We talk about operating from your authentic place. We spoke about understanding how to live your life from how to understand that it is better to give than to receive. We spoke about living your life from the overflow. We mentioned before the commercial, we spoke about loving unconditionally. So now let's talk about accepting you with your everything. And simply put, too often, and I don't know that it's so much with men as it is with women, a lot of times women will look in the mirror and they will use negative words like, oh, I hate my this or I hate my that. And if you are someone who have done that, I want to encourage you to stop doing that. You cannot be joyful or happy when you treat yourself in those unkind and unloving way. It doesn't matter what we look like physical. We must start assessing ourselves from the inside out. And we, until we can love that person that is looking back at us in the mirror, we will not be able to be happy. We will not be happy. We will not feel any joy. It doesn't matter. It was many years ago when I think it was on the Oprah Winfrey Show where they showed a lady that people were calling her the real life Barbie, and she was a pretty girl. Oh my heavens! Before she started, to me, when I looked at the picture, she was much more gorgeous before she started cutting up herself and doing all the other things. And the sad thing now, when they were doing the show, she was not looking as good as she was. And she had spent all this money to do all these plastic surgery. So, you know, a lot of times people are unhappy with themselves because there is something that is eating them alive on the inside. So if you are one of those people who are in that situation, I want to encourage you, peel the onion back, find out what is happening on the inside of you, and begin to deal with it. Know that you are not alone, but whatever is preventing you from becoming happy, anything that is preventing you from being joyful about yourself, I want for you to just know that you are not alone and you can get help with whatever it is. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Nothing to be ashamed about. So you get the help you want so you can experience the joy that you so greatly deserve. I want to encourage you again to call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So let me hear from you. All right? 646-915-8166. Now, let's look on this point. The other thing that keeps me happy, every day I journal, and I became part of a gratitude log on the internet where people from all over the world, we go there every day and we journal or we log what we are grateful for. And I find out that by me demonstrating this behavior of gratitude and gratefulness every day brings me happiness and it brings me joy. Because no matter what it is, you know, whether I have money or I don't have money, by me going in that community and building some rapport with other people, I find out that that brings me joy and happiness. Because I say, wow, look at what? Just the simple things, you know, just the simple things of life can bring you that joy and that happiness. The other thing I want to tell you from my points here before I move on, I want to tell you to create a community. A community of like-minded people. People that love you unconditionally, people that you love unconditionally, people that you all can embrace and have fun with, laugh with, you know, be joyful with, just because, and there are no fringes. You turn up, you're all in 100%. And you'll find out that if you're struggling some way, that community will help you to develop and expand in the areas of your joy and happiness, because they are going to take the time to show you how you can make the difference. How do you start to make the difference in those areas? You got to know that they say Rome was not built in a day. And if you are having struggles with demonstrating joy and happiness in your life, know that it's not going to take you 24 hours to turn around. However, it will turn around so long as you put the work in and you take the time to start. That's what is important. Take the time to start. Nothing happens until you start. You must begin somewhere. Start. To share a personal story before I go into giving you the points, the tips for happiness. 3 years ago, you all knew that I lost my dear friend Clive. And I really and truly, I was not at a good place because I didn't understand why God brought him back in my life and then took him after such a short time. So it was a struggle for me to maintain my happiness and my joy. So I'm being quite vulnerable now. I'm not going to sugarcoat it or anything. I was unhappy. However, the one thing that happened during that time, I began sharing story with other people. And as I shared with people who did not even know him, but as I began to share with people, I saw tears in people's eyes and the different remarks. So all of a sudden, something that would have took me a long period to get out of, at the snip of a finger, I was able to pull myself up, and I was really experiencing joy and happiness as I shared the story with people. And I've had people who say to me, "Oh my Lord, I wish I would have had an experience like that." So there's a lot of times when we really don't take the time to examine the situation we are in to really find that sweet spot that will bring us the joy and the happiness. But I tell you, there's no experience that is too devastating to help us find some joy and happiness. In every situation, there's a lesson to be learned. A lot of times, our joy and our happiness is buried in between those lessons. So take the time to learn. Take the time to experience and take the time to develop and examine the different areas that you can utilize to generate your joy and your happiness. You know, sometimes you may even get fired from the job. You might get dumped by a boyfriend or a girlfriend or even a longtime husband. You might have been married for 20 plus years and all of a sudden you go home and your husband wants a divorce. Take a deep breath and ask, "God, where is the lesson here? I know there is a lesson." Don't get excited. Don't get anxious. Take the time to learn the lesson. And I tell you, the end result will be that you are going to find some joy and some happiness at the time. Whether you are betrayed, you know, you get a divorce, financial hardship. I've been through all of that. You know, broken promises. It doesn't matter. I had to take a deep breath and through it all found some time in there that will help me to experience some joy and some happiness. I want to I want to encourage you to get some paper. I'm going to try and read these very slowly so that you'll have some time to write these down. And if anybody calling on the line, you have to give me a minute here because I'm reading this portion of the show. I'm reading from the notes. So bear with me if you're on the phone line. I will be with you momentarily. Habits of happiness. And this was a touching story. That those of you who are my Facebook friend, you probably saw me share this. It was for from a 13-year-old boy, TED Talk, Zachary. This is phenomenal. 8 Habits of Happiness. What do you want to be when you grow up? My son and I anticipated the speaker's reply. Zachary is all too familiar with the question and emphasizes with the speaker's mild annoyance, curious to see how a 13-year-old who is already giving his first TED Talk will respond. We are both surprised by the answer. And you are ready? Happy. What is the answer? That's what he needs to be when he grows up. He wants to be happy. I mean, if we take the time, we can all learn from children. But we don't take the time. If you notice, children always take time to play and have fun. And no matter what happened, they want to be happy. And this is what this 13-year-old told the speaker. What I want to be when I grow up, I want to be happy. It doesn't matter what you're doing in life. If you're not happy, it does not make any sense. So we continue. The article continued. It says, winter break is here. And as the year slows to a close, I want to share a cherished tradition with my son. I love watching TED Talks. I knew he would not have the attention span for 20 minutes plus talk. When a friend shared a 10-minute talk was presented by someone my son could identify with, I knew this was the one. Little did I know when I checked when I clicked on play, I was about to take a hard pivot. I'm a planner, developing and executing on plans. Capable design is my thing. My 2014 plan for my business and personal development alone with accompanying tools and support have been completed for a couple of weeks now. At least I thought that to be true until I heard Logan LaPlante speak on his practice of the 8 habits his family gleaned from the work of psychiatrist Roger Walsh. And let me check if I have anybody on the phone. All right, here we go with these 8 habits. Lifestyle changes. I think of them as the 8 habits of happiness. On the surface, they may seem deceptively obvious, yet I believe the absence of these habits in the mainstream is the part in cause of many problems of our times. The first one, obesity. The second is depression. The third is premature wearing and tearing on the body. And resulting ailment. The list is long. Of course, we all practice some of these habits to varied degrees. What impacted me greatly from watching Logan's talk was the question solicited, why haven't I made these my number one priority? This year, I am throwing away my 2010 plan and opt instead to live hungry, to integrate these 8 habits into how my family lives life. Okay, we are going to get to that list in a moment. Let me just check on my telephone. Nobody on the phone. Yes, so we are going down to these to the points, the 8 points for the happiness habits, the 8 habits for happiness. So yes, we're talking about, we know that, you know, obesity, for example, obesity plagues our country. And I know that, like, growing up in Jamaica, in the West Indies, we used to do a lot of walking for miles and miles and miles and miles, and people still do there. And you'll notice that people in the third world countries, they aren't as obese as the people here, because people here sit on their blessed laurels. Nobody walks to go anywhere. And they just like sit before the tube, or the tube is what they call the TV in England. And they just like sit there and play, eat and play and play, and they're not getting outside to get the exercise. So that's why people are so obese in this country. Plus, you know, most people are not eating right either. So there's a whole lot of things we need to take into consideration here. You know, happiness comes from self-image and all of that too. I mean, when was it? 4 years ago, I think. Now, 2010. Yeah. 4 years ago, I decided I needed to adopt a lifestyle awakening. And that was when I started to eat drastically different. And boy, am I feeling good. I feel good, I look good, and I'm acting a lot better. So, you know, we can really make a difference in our life and really start to practice in all the things that makes us happy in life. And we can decide to experience the joy each and every day. So here we are, the list of the eight happiness habits that we want to share with you today. Number one is daily exercise. Find one that works for you. You don't need to be going to the gym if you can't afford that. Find an exercise habit that works for you and stay committed to it. It might be walking, but do something. Do a little something. The second habit is a balanced nutrition and diet, which is something that I just mentioned. Now I got in. I'm becoming technically astute because now every day I start to, what you call it? Instagram. You know, most days now I send an Instagram picture out of whatever it is that I prepare. I'm making some boosters, drinks that I make for breakfast and lunch, and sometimes I do them for dinner too. And I just begin to share those things on Instagram. It's such fun when I share them and to see that people like them and people are trying them. It brings me happiness and joy in knowing that I can help somebody to make a difference. And to me, the kitchen is like painting. It's like where I become extremely creative. I just cook things. I try different spices and everything. And so what if I don't like it? Then next time I don't put that in there. But I just like try a lot of things and have a lot of fun with it. The third habit is being in nature, unplug from the technology routine. So go outside, get unplugged. When you go for a walk, leave the phone at home. And so you can just enjoy what is out there. There's so much beauty outside to enjoy. So just take the time to enjoy that. Number four, valuing relationship and gratitude. Yes, I did mention about gratitude and gratefulness when I spoke on all my other points. Number five, recreation. Find some recreation to instill in your life. Relaxation and stress management. You know, we can never get rid of stress. However, can manage it effectively and learn to relax. Religion and spirituality is the other one. Religion and spirituality. And the other, the last but not least, is contribution and service. Contribution and service. I live in a part of the country where there's always an opportunity to volunteer. I was speaking with one of my clients who live in another state. And she was, one of her concerns in her state where she lives is that people who volunteer their time are being abused and used. And that was a concern of hers. And I know, like myself, who is involved in a lot of nonprofit, I even created a nonprofit for myself. I found out that to be true, that people can advantage of you. So just, you know, that's something to watch out for. So let me, I just want to go over, let me check the phone. Let me check the phone line here. No calls yet. We have 14 minutes approximately left here on this joy and happiness episode. So again, I want to just go over the 8 habits of happiness. And 1, daily exercise. Practice some form of daily exercise. 2, be sure to consume a balanced and nutritious diet. Balanced and nutritious diet. 3, be in nature. You know, get out from all the technology and stuff like that. Valuing relationships and give gratitude every day. It doesn't matter how small, even if you have to start with each finger and toe. Already you have 20 days there out of the month. If you're going to give thanks for your pinky one day, and then you go on and on and on and on. But show value in relationships and give gratitude for everything. Find some form of recreation. You know, find somebody that you can go do something with. This year, for the first time when I worked on my intention board, I was sure to put up there, you know, fun activities and relaxation, because I have really been lacking in that arena. I am making sure that this year that I have a completely balanced life. So I will be exuding more joy and more happiness. So we just spoke about recreation. Relaxation and stress management is also very important to experience joy and happiness. So I hope you're writing this list down so you can have it close to you, so you can really pay some attention to it. The next important thing, your spiritual, religious and spiritual involvement. What works for you? Find out what works for you and do it. What probably work for your mother, grandmother and everything like that probably doesn't work for you. Find your fit, find your match, find your pace and really connect with that. It is important to have a spiritual relationship. And it's important to have religious fellowship. There is a difference. But I'm not looking to sell you mine. You should take the time to find your own and make sure that you are living to the best of your ability, that you're happy, that you experience joy every day, that you enjoy your company. There are many people who does not like to be in their own company. And the reason for that is because they are not experiencing any joy or happiness. The next, 8 on the list is contribution and service. Get involved somewhere. Find a way where you can make a difference in somebody's life. Maybe it's to go to the senior center and to do a little comedy or to sing or to dance. Whatever it is that you can find some means of contributing, we want for you to do that. You're going to find out that your life will be so filled with joy and happiness. I found out that when I became joyful and happy, My blood pressure was normal. I wasn't having all the tension. You know that tension you get across your shoulders. Your stomach was not nervous and in knots. You was just a bubbly. You was just a light. Everybody wants to be around you. Everybody wants to be in your company. You are the life of the party. People will look at you and say, oh, you are always so excited. You're always so happy. I enjoy being around you. Listen, nothing is going to happen overnight. However, it is important that you start the work and that you start the work now. It is never too old to make a new start. You deserve to be happy. You deserve all the joy that there is in this world. You deserve it. There is no shortness in the universe. There is enough for each and every one of us. So, I would like to hear from you. Email me at dynamicdaphne12@att.net and share with me some of the things that you are doing in 2014 to experience more joy and happiness. If you have already captured a great life of joy and happiness, I want to hear from you as well. Let us just compare some notes and see what you have been doing and whether or not there are some things that you can add to that. I just hope and pray that this segment has given you some tools that you'll be able to work with to achieve your optimum joy and happiness stage of your life. I tell you, happiness and joy is like an infection. It is contagious. However, it can only be contagious if you put yourself in that position that it will begin to infect anybody. So why not let us start a movement this year? Let us start a joy and happiness movement. Let us see how many people we can get to come over to our side of the fence to demonstrate a joyful and happiness. And then we can do a reunion as the time comes. So I hope that you will realize that you really deserve to be happy. Do not deprive yourself from the joy of this life, because it is honestly and truly going to be making your life more rewarding. So go out there. Start right now. Know that you are the only one who can prevent you from experiencing all the joy and happiness in this world. Remember, there is enough for you. Only takes one step at a time. So let today, the 12th of January, 2014 at 8:25 p.m. Eastern, let this time be your new beginning. This is the date when you reaffirm and recommit to yourself that I refuse to live a life that I am not experiencing optimum joy and happiness. I now claim all my joy. I claim all my happiness. And nothing, absolutely nothing, will deprive me from experiencing all my joy and my happiness. I am all in. I am committed 100%. I am all in, and I invite you to be all in yourself. Enjoy all the happiness and joy that there is, and live the authentic, unique life that you deserve. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long. I'll see you on Wednesday. I want to remind you to join us Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my honored guest this week, I think I have one guest so far, will be Miss Deborah Hardnett. She's doing an amazing event for women in March, and she's going to come to tell us all about it. So from my heart to your heart, go out there, be joyful and be happy, and don't let anybody else tell you that you do not deserve to be happy in life. You can live your life from an overflow and have all the joy and happiness you so deserve. I love you.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
That came with the slave.